Blog Talk Radio. trillion dollar flow tonight. Get ready for the trillion flow tonight. And we talk a little bit.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
Trillion dollar flow.
Trillion dollar
from LA
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my child. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
Ponzi scheme and all kind of scams that have been going on. And the Ponzi schemes and the scams are some of the stuff happening today. With one of the scams is when you send money away from the neighborhood, care of the children and the seniors and the women, with trillions of dollars going out to other countries. That's part of the Ponzi scheme that's going on in this country. When I say Ponzi scheme, you know, people don't want to understand what's going on. This is a Ponzi scheme. When you can give to those that are rich, you leave those that are poor, hungry, lifeless, sleeping under bridges, have nowhere to go. So it's important to understand where we at as a nation of people, God's people. I want you to get ready tonight. We're talking about the trillion flow. And as we talk about the trillion flow, we're going to talk about economics, money that you need to do what you need to do, money to open up doors for you, and things that you need to do around your house, in your business. You need to do it. I come to you tonight to talk about the trillion flow. You know, when Madoff went to jail, he stole millions of dollars from people. And when these banks closed down, a lot of people lost money. When the stock market fell, some people killed themselves because they had their minds on money, not on God. I want to tell you tonight, what goes around comes around. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Whatever road you take tonight, I want you to know that God is a healer. You ain't got to put up with people that don't want to do nothing. And it seems like a problem when you ask them to do something. You have to let them people go. I was talking to a young lady down in Texas, and she was bought a house, getting it fixed up. And I said, don't be mistaken. And then she both got married. They were making a wedding plan. She was doing all the planning. He was still chasing women till she caught him one day. And the girl asked me, said, Bishop, what's happening to our young folks? What happened to the women? Look like they're thirsty for anybody. Dope addict, alcohol, drug addict, bomb. Your low self-esteem have gone. And you got to be able to want something and able to know it's going to be a blessing for you, not just in the bedroom, in the whole dynamic thing of God. This is a trillion flow tonight. And we're talking about getting what you want, going where you at. And the way you understand, when people start to losing jobs, people start losing money, now it's a loss of jobs. People got to get ready to exit some jobs. The Holy Spirit prayer, the prayer to break yokes and curses, the prayer to bring you into the oneness of God, Lord, hallelujah. And once you understand that God is going to keep you in perfect peace and joy, gonna come to you and your family. I want to say this tonight in the $1 trillion flow. Get ready for a financial breakthrough next week. Get ready for things to reveal for you next week. If you can put the bar down long enough, if you can leave the crack, the cocaine, and all these pills, because if you don't watch, you're going to wreck yourself and you're going to die. Because the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And tonight, I want you to be a person that you helping somebody, that you lifting family up and putting them in order. Son, some of them are already out of order, and they looking to have a wreck. Okay? What I mean by that, they ain't taking God serious. They feel like they did it all. And they feel like that don't nobody see nothing. But God got a all-seeing eye to tell you exactly what's going on tonight. So in the $1 trillion flow, we talked about money in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. We talked about people coming back to God, coming back in spite of what's going on. God is great. And the moves of Allah Rahmah, I mean, God is great. They didn't have to tell me that I know God was God and God ruled the universe. All the storms and the floods come through by God. I don't care what man try to do. God got the last word. And in the Bible, it said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And it says something else. It said God will keep you in perfect peace. And every dope, God will hold them up for you. That's what I'm saying. So get ready. God opened the door for you. This is Friday night, the $1 trillion flow. The angel of this month is the angel Asmodel is the angel of this month. We just left Mark, the angel Michael. And Michael fight all evil spirits, wherever they come, wherever they go. Michael is on the case. So what I'm saying to you tonight, we're getting ready to break some yoke, turn some things around, get ready to let God come in and do something great for you. We're talking about Ponzi schemes, scams. What I'm talking about? Everybody was scamming. They was getting your hospital scamming. You go to the hospital. And you go check in with a cold, you got COVID. You check in with whatever they give you COVID, because millions, trillions of dollars are being sent across this nation. And that's what was happening.
Hey, everybody. This is Brother Calvin. This edition of $1 trillion Flow. We're going to go into Ponzi schemes and financial scams that weighs on us spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Okay, this episode of $1 trillion Flow is brought to you by the Seed of Abraham Ministries, helmed by Bishop T. Turner. You can reach him at his website, which is theseedofabraham.yolasite.com, or you can give him a call at 773-577-9720. If you can't reach him by phone, go to his contact me page on his website and put your information in his contact me page, and you hit the button and go to his email instantaneously. He gets it from his phone and get back with you in a timely fashion. Okay, now with all that, let's get into it. Now, I got to say this. The only way to have true abundance is to maintain it if everyday people, men and women and children, work together to share and contribute to each other's well-being. It can be worked out in small groups to large groups, but the goal is work together to achieve greatness and oneness of spiritual purpose. Our greatest riches is our souls, our minds, our hearts, and our bodies. With those four, we can beat the world and get anything that we need. Now, I had to say that. Basically, the art of the Ponzi scheme. The Ponzi scheme was created, and the father of the Ponzi scheme, as we know here in America, is by Charles Ponzi. And what he did was taking a lot of people's money, promising them postal stamps. And he had so much money, he was like, it was ridiculous. He started the whole scheme. You know, I'm not going to go into the details of him, but that was around 1921. He was selling coupons for postage stamps. The Ponzi scheme, as we see it, is basically detailed. Basically, you have companies or individuals promising people big returns on their money, that their money is safe, that if they invest with them, they'll bring them back a certain amount of money back, or they'll be able to pull money out of the account. Pretty much investment accounts, basically. You put your money, you believe in the person because the person knows how to work the money. He promised to bring, or the corporation promised to bring you results by lending out your money, making risky bets, lending money to certain people, that you get a certain percentage back. That goes into people trusting. Now, usually, I would say, on the surface, it looked like it's a very cool thing to do. But what we have right now is this big epidemic of Ponzi schemes that's going on in corporate America in the banking industry. All the way, we can go all the way to Enron with the energy company saying that they're making so much money, and when you come to find out, they had no money. People lost their life savings. People didn't get their 401k from the company. They were just totally busted. A lot of people was hurt by that. Then you had the Arthur Anderson, who was covering it, which was an accounting firm that covered that mess up. They got busted. They had a run on their books because they were hiding the money for Enron. So they had a collapse. Well, they had to change the name, and a lot of people was hurt like by that. I had a friend, personal friend, who worked for Arthur and Anderson. I mean, he must have had a heart attack about it. But he was constantly assuring me that it was a good company, but yet news was coming out how they were like shredding documents, hiding the true figures of Enron and all this other stuff. There was nothing that he could say. That he worked for a company that was fraudulent. To him, it blew him away. But right now in corporate America, and you gotta watch yourself. You gotta watch where you invest your money. You gotta watch how you trust people. People just trusting people. There's people that runs Ponzi schemes financially. People that run spiritual Ponzi schemes to get you to look up to them, to listen to them spiritually, and then everything that they're talking about is positioning you to be in spiritual, financial, mental, and emotional ruin. You gotta pay attention. Then you got this other company called Pedigree. It's a futures company. This guy, Woodruff, he misappropriated about $215 million in his customers' money. And he was going into their accounts over a span of 20 years, raping their accounts, taking money off. This is what this guy was doing. He's a CEO. He was the only one. He owned the company right out. He had something like 200 workers. He did this. Now you would think that a certain, that these cats would stop. Then you have Charter Bank. That's a whole thing with them money laundering. Them in the SBC bank holding. Hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran and to the Mexican cartels. They're laundering money. Now these are people who go to work every day with suits and big offices, have chauffeurs and all this other stuff. And we see them, you would think that they would live on a higher level, a higher plane of thought process, because they're so detached that they should, that robbing and stealing would be the last thing on their mind because they have so much, but yet they're still not satisfied. So they have to concoct these wild structures of taking people's money in, or they misappropriate their company's money, and so they, for a short file, they feel like, well, we can go into their accounts and be stable for a minute, and we'll give them their money back. That's the, supposedly their intent, but it never works out that way. Now, now we can go all the way to the Ponzi scheme, all the way to the SNL loan thing, SNL loans, that banking scheme that really raped the country at one time, and that was directly tied to the Bush family, the Bush brothers. Then you got the Bernie Madoff situation, where he was faking for years, and people were making money where there was no money. It was like a revolving door. I give him $10, he give the $10 to somebody else to, when they get ready to take out their money. They might want $10, so I give him 10. He turn around and give the other person 10 because they want 10 out. I'm thinking that the 10 is in my bank or in account, gaining interest or being invested. It's actually going out to somebody else. It's unsupported. My money is not working for me because these cats stole it. Then you have the whole manipulation. There's a company who was manipulating the value and the rate of silver. So they were conducting a Ponzi scheme. They got found out. So all this is going down. I keep seeing this Ponzi scheme of this trust of the money. Then you had MF Global. Here's another company. It was using clients' money to the sum of $1.6 billion was missing. They used their clients' money to stay afloat till they were able to file bankruptcy in October of last year. $1.6 billion, people. This Ponzi scheme thing is big. These scams are big. Right now, you had the other guy, Alan Stanford, who ran a $7 billion Ponzi scheme through his bank that he had in Antigua. His bank is called the Stanford International Bank Limited. He was selling people fake certificates of deposit, better known as CDs. Usually a CD will fully mature in like 3 or 4 years. I mean 3 or 4 years, probably 5, maybe 7 years. You know what I'm saying? You invest $3,000 and you might get $7,000 out of the deal. You know, is this promise of, because it's a maturity. You put it in over time and it matures, and then that's your return. Obviously, when you take it out, you gotta, if you're gonna spend it, you're gonna pay taxes. But usually, people leave it in. Then we have the whole. Now, I was working in the mortgage industry. I was at the top. Then you had the whole banking mortgage fiasco with all the subprime. When they were giving people loans to $30,000 houses that they knew these people wouldn't be able to pay it back. Well, these people had the houses, they were paying on it, but then the jobs went north. So they were given something or promised a return. Once again, here comes the mental, spiritual, emotional Ponzi schemes. These people were set up from the beginning. How does a black family or a Mexican family or white family, who both of the families work working probably a little bit over the top, a little bit over a minimum wage job, decent job, but they got a $300,000 house value, and that's the money that they put in, that they borrowed to the house, but they were given a lie that they could get a line of credit from their house, because you had a lot of people doing lines of credits, and you had a lot of people saying, okay, you buy this house, it's going to be worth this amount, da 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 da. When they come to find out, when the market went and the people try to make a quick turn, they bought housing and property as investments, and they couldn't get the value that they actually put in, and they fell at a loss. It's a Ponzi scheme. The people who actually invested were the people that lost out. They didn't get the big money. They were sold a bunch of dreams. The person who sold it to them made the money. Then you had the Facebook fiasco, where people promised that they said that Facebook was going to climb nothing up in value. Groupon, these two companies was going to just rise up in value. People were buying it. People were trying to get out of the stock. People were wondering why they, why they couldn't buy the stock. Some of them bought it, and then turn around, Facebook value started going down. They start losing. That was a Ponzi scheme. That they were overvalued. That they gave some people the ability to buy in the stock, and others couldn't buy it because they locked them out. But then it didn't matter because the value of the stock went down. So you promised a return based upon what you put in, and everybody's telling you Facebook is the hottest thing going, and then when it started going, once it went public, the value of it just went down. The perceived value, there was no value. Now its owner made $1 billion, but the company in itself didn't. So what I'm trying to say, people, is that we're in the age of Ponzi schemes and scams, financial scams. It's 2012. They're running it. Now, what are they communicating with us through all this? That there's more Ponzi schemes and corporation failure on the...
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options, and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
$1 billion
flow. A $1 trillion. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Dusab. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you, poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Ben. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have it up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have $1 billion. Your health is 100%. You're 100% healed. You're 100% woman. You're 100% man. You're 100% up with your health. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion.
We're talking about economic development on this Friday. Don't forget, we're talking about the angel Asmodel is the angel of this month, and I want you to finance to work out for you, start your business, get involved. Well, thank you, Brother Kevin, for doing that little series about the $1 trillion flow. And when we talk about money right here in America, money to build your home, money for your kids to go to school free. Now see, other countries, their kids go to school free. But here in America, they're so hooked on greed, they make the citizens pay for it. Let me play a little bit.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Now, what Jay was saying, that I know nurses got killed on the bus on their way home. Because you got one of them young boys, got a pistol, don't know what to do with it. And they ain't going to be satisfied they get killed. Mama can't control him. Dad ain't with him. So you doing all the things you want. But I want to tell you on this Friday that God is in control. I want to tell you whatever you need, God got what you need. And God got what you want. The whole temperature is changing. If you notice, it will be snow on Monday. I told you, weather back to back. Strange weather happening for our eyes. I just believe that some of this shooting across the city is done by rogue police officers. You know, you put the uniform on, then take it off and be cooked. We're praying tonight for you. This is the $1 trillion flow. I'm going to take my time. That means that I'm working. I got a good job now. You don't have a good job until you have a business where you can help people. It's so bad in the mall, you might get shot. Trying to get a pair of shoes, trying to get a dress, or trying to get some slacks. There's so much of shooting going on. If Walmart was shut every store down in America, cause a little threat, I don't think so. I feel that. And they got that tension to him. He should be able to deal with it to the point where he can turn some stuff around. God is a great God and great to be praised. So you get ready. We're talking about the Ponzi scheme. And the Ponzi scheme means somebody take your money, pose invested, and they get high drinking party. Okay. So a lot of that went on. As you claim your help, you claim your victory, claim that what need to work for you. And somebody said, well, Bishop, what's happening? This is the $1 trillion flow tonight. We on 7 nights a week. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. $1 trillion flow on Mondays, on Fridays. Monday is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Wednesday is special Bible class. Thursday and Friday, the Trillion Flow, and it's about you getting to the next level where you need to go. It's important to understand that God is still in control, and I mean everything. And sometimes you got to claim your healing because you don't know where you're going. And I'm praying with young ladies that they say they had an accident, they all died in a car, in a tree. I don't know if somebody trailing them or not. It's getting warm now. Everybody got a gun. It's just like the Wild Wild West. So what I'm saying to you, let them go ahead on. Because when at the end of the race, when the turtle and rabbit was running, the rabbit did everything. Stayed his course. And at the end of the course, he won. Now, sometimes people got all the skills. Not the pain, I know how to do all that. But they ain't doing nothing because they ain't taking care of their body, mind, soul, and spirit properly. Where things are work for you. And he got the whole world in his hand. And Cal was talking about the Ponzi scheme and how the Ponzi scheme, we've been caught up. And right now, wherever you live at in the black community, they don't really like that community. That means your house gets low appraisal. That means that if you trying to get your angel, you can't get no angel because school is out. But St. Michael is your angel. So, an Asmodeel, Gabriel, so many angels, and they keep a watch over the European, what they're trying to do. God put on this planet for us to go through what we go through, we're going to be all right. God is still calling for able-bodied men and women. Them that's great on what they put. I know people don't want to listen. They want to make their own way. But I'm telling you, if God ain't in it, it ain't going to work. You can get Sam in it, Mama Joe, all of them, but if God got to be in it. And I decree tonight that God will open up that door. Where you can get down to Mississippi, the Bay Lead, Mississippi, check it out. But that's what you can do. I want to tell you tonight, some of you have been going through storms. And I'm talking about spiritual storms. And I asked the question, as a race of people, how do we get to the level where young kids are shooting teachers, breaking the people's cars, and when the man went to college, he started shooting at him, he shot back. So anytime a cow would throw, you shot back, they're going to run. So they shot back at the policeman. Police got him behind him, and they got away. But I'm tired of people getting away. Some of them got to be saved. That one's got to happen. But I want to tell you tonight, the trillion-dollar flow, get ready for a miracle breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special in your behalf. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Ring my bell. You know, there's so much going on in the world, we can start anywhere. But like Dr. King, we need to come together and plan on the way this map going and how we need to do to open up for housing for everybody. The blacks marched in Marquette Park, and after they marched, then the Spanish folk, they want to march. Got to let them in the car house. So what I'm saying, glory, that if you stick with God, God's going to see you through the storm. It might seem like it's hard, but give it all to the Almighty God. And he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. God is able to deliver you. God is able to open every door that closed. So you need to understand that whatever you need, God got. What you want, God got. But you got to know what do you want and how you going to handle it when God gives you something, tell you what to do with it. I'm like this, you know. When you go to the real prophet, they ain't got to do none of that. They just tell you point blank and tell you why it's happening. Once I tell them where it was happening, and they won't know how I got that for them. But all is well. You get too emotional. And you can't be emotional. You got to be more logic with God. We got things working. You know, sometimes we get water with coffee. And sometimes you got to get something like you don't ever get before. And we're talking about the $1 trillion loan. Somebody ought to know what I'm talking about when I said $1 trillion loan. And this is some of this stuff.
When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care.
Come on.
Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. Going
of love. And I want to tell you, God can make a difference in your life. And I'm praying that things change for you. $1 flow night was set up for you to go in business, for you to kind of do some stuff on your own. And, you know, there's so many women now, and they, you know, most women are independent. I want a man to take care of me. These men ain't taking care of no women these days. And, you know, women have been taking care of men for a long time. And these men on the dope, this cocaine, and they just busted. They were bringing dope from China, them pills that'll kill you. Take one and you don't wake up no more. You ought to straighten up your act and your mind and stop letting stuff do what you need to do. If you ask God for a blessing and God give it to you, you have enough sense to know how to invest it and how you can help people with it. I think that's the most important thing, be able to understand that you ought to feel good about yourself. You know, when I talk about money, I like this hymn. You talk about this money because everybody don't know how to handle money. One man won a lot. He had so many kinfolk. He didn't even know he had that many kinfolk. He won the lotto. And some people win it, don't do nothing with it. And some people think they're going to win and don't play. You got to play to win. If you go to the casino, you got to play to win. But you ought to get your act together where when you go, God already told you that I'm going to give you a blessing. Because I was at the casino one day, and the lady said, all this in here belongs to God. Y'all pay me what y'all owe me. She walked away with about $1,300, $1,400. People looking at her because they know the machines didn't go click like that when she was talking to them. That woman got her money and left. And she looked like she's about 65, got her money and left. What you need tonight is the word of God. Let me see what I got. I got Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And I got Psalms 77, Revelation, Psalm 7, Revelation, verse 7, and God getting ready to do something. You know, I had prophesied earlier about the flood down in Florida and going to come to New Orleans, also the Gulf and some part of Texas. They had 3-4 days of rain. They had to shut down the airport. Global warming. No, it ain't. They need to stop messing with them weather balloons and letting them drift in here. No way the storm happened down in Rolling Fork. That's the desert down through there. You know something had to be to make that stuff do like that. Now, y'all don't want to hear me. Chemtrails is the cause of a lot of this destruction. And now the chemtrails mess with the young folks' mind. Some of the people are crazy as a bat. They'll shoot you for looking at them and shoot somebody else. And what they'll do, then they kill themselves. That ain't nothing but demonic type relationship. And stuff like that happens. But that's demonic. And, you know, and when I said demonic, it's the devil is playing in it. It's not of God. It's of the devil. If you got a need tonight, go to my website, the seed of Abraham. You'll have to come and plant a seed. I'm praying for you, Sister Miriam. I'm praying for you, Sister Angie. And also praying for you, every letter, every telephone call. Miriam Bass, I'm praying for you. Adrian Bass, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Yvonne Bass, I'm praying for all the Bass family, I'm praying for tonight. All is well. Thank you, kind spirit. And you got to get ready for what God's going to give you tonight. Because he got a word for you. whether you listen to it or not.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. With a running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
You gotta let somebody know you feel good because God got your back, you healed, you delivered, and every breakthrough come closer to God. And I want you to know that tonight, this is the Trinity Dollar Flow night. It's time for you to invest. It's time for you to ask God for what you want. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, and Psalm 70, and then Psalm 71. I want God to pour out his blessings. I want God to nurture you with his richness. And when God do that, he's going to touch you. See, I want you to know it's time for you to come up in life. It's time for you to feel good. And all that the devil stole, you can take it back. And I want to tell you that. And once you take it back, God's going to give you what you need. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. 10 o'clock hour, all is well. Now, somebody said, but sometimes you have to wait on God to do what he needs to do for you. And God needs to set you up. Now, the key said, I'm on fire. Girl, on fire. On fire for God. On fire for being successful. Stop saying you can't and you can. I decree tonight your healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's a done deal. I say. Once God do it, you ain't got to go back for a second. If he do it, it's already done. And it's done in the divine order. And God don't make no mistakes. Hello. So I know that God ain't making no mistakes. Just go out for the loved ones. I'm praying for those that seem like they can't make it, look like they all trapped. But I want to play this song for you tonight.
Yeah. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For moment because of you. I wanna thank you and praise you. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Thank you.
flow tonight. All that the devil stole, we're going to take it back. All that he didn't hear from our ancestors, we asking for it back. And God's going to give back to you. Thank you tonight. Let you know your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. You want to take everything.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
Walking on the ground, you're mastering everything that you walk on. Name it, claim it, it's yours. I like that. Girl is on fire. That's the Holy Ghost fire. So whatever you name, your healing, your deliverance, it's coming quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, I'm in a hurry for it because I want to take back everything the devil stole. I need it back because it don't belong to him. It belongs to me, my ancestors.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We gon' take everything that the devil stole. Now,
everything that the devil stole.
Taking it out,
me.
He has my joy.
He has my peace.
don't let the devil take your faith. You don't let the devil take nothing. All that the devil got, I want my money back. Give me what you owe me. And I want to tell you, if you got need to plant a seed, and I want to tell you tonight, $1 trillion flow night, take back all that the devil has stole, all that the enemy has stole, your mind, your soul, your body. And, you know, if you know I play The Woman's on Fire, when you're on fire, it means it's going to break and run. If they don't break and run, that means they want to help you. There's so many folks so crossed up now. They don't know love. You go buy them a hamburger, they in love. Kevin and McDonald's in love. They all messed up and crossed up because they ain't carrying everything to God in prayer. When they carry everything to God, they're going to get that breakthrough quick, fast, and in a hurry. Take back the 23rd number, something, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall know I take back in your mind, in your body. I take my healing back. Devil, you can't have it. I take my mind back. You can't have it. My possession, my coat, my money, you can't have it. And this is what you're saying. You got to take everything back. First, body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Y'all, we gon' take everything that the devil stole. Now,
everything that the devil stole.
Yeah. devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stomp on his head. Let him know you're going to get your stomp. And you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go and pray.
And God will give you everything that the devil stole. But you got to request it, the $1 trillion flow. God going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Where do I go?
sand, you can go to the rock, and love always abounds. So tonight, I want you to know, as we go into trillion-dollar flow, things will open up. And here comes the sun. Here comes the energy. You to get ready. When I say, here comes the sun, to my here comes the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, to keep you healed. I'm praying for your healing tonight. Not only your finance, I'm praying for the healing of your body. So many people's mind is messed up now. Young folks, old folks, they messed up mind. So a lot's going on. Stay with God. It'll all work itself out. And I would like to say that to you.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's alright. It's alright. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say.
Righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy.
The way of truth is a narrow way.
Well,
the way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well,
certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yeah.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yeah.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always,
yes,
the Lord lead me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd,
well,
and
yes,
I shall not want.
Yes, sir.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He lead me by the still waters.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Oh.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord. He lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord, he's holding my hand, otherwise I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. Yea, though I walk through the valley,
yeah,
the shadow of death.
Yeah.
You know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Hold on. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart,
well,
the only reason why I don't give up, my God,
yeah,
his Lord and his staff,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I don't have to worry,
no,
and I don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you've got to go through, you ought to hurry.
Yeah.
And go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no,
yeah,
I'm in no hurry.
Yeah.
I can just walk, take my time.
Yeah.
Not even anybody hurry. Yeah.
No, no.
But his rod and his staff,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Every time that I get afraid,
yeah,
I feel him near me.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, and when enemies have predicted that I'm through,
yeah,
when enemies have said that he's finished,
yeah,
oh Lord,
well,
he doesn't have anything to see me eating,
yeah,
and see bread on the table.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on my table.
Yeah.
He put the menu of peace on my table.
Yeah.
He put on the menu inner contentment,
yeah,
and satisfaction.
Yeah.
And even it all. At this same passage, the 23rd Psalm,
yes,
and when everything was gone,
yes,
he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd,
yes,
I shall not want.
Yes.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness.
Yes.
You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me.
Well,
but you see,
The way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy.
The way of truth is a narrow way.
Well.
The way of love is a narrow way.
Yeah.
The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well.
Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yeah.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yeah.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always,
yes,
the Lord lead me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd,
well,
and yes, I shall not want.
Yes, sir.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He lead me by the still waters.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Oh.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord. He lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand, otherwise I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. Yea, though I walk through the valley,
yeah,
of the shadow of death.
Well.
You know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Well.
Sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart,
well,
the only reason why I don't give up, my God,
yeah,
give Lord and his
third,
yeah, by my side.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't have to worry,
no,
and I don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you got to go through, you ought to hurry,
yeah,
and go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no. Take my time.
Yeah.
Not even in about her.
No, no.
But his rod and his side is by my side.
Yeah.
Every time that I get afraid, I feel him near me. Oh, Lord. And when enemies have predicted that I'm through, when enemies have said that he's finished, oh, Lord, he doesn't have anything to see me eating. Oh, Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on my table. He put the menu of peace on my table. He put on the menu inner contentment and satisfaction. And he did it all around me. And unless I get a friend, he pulls oil on my head. If he's yours, I don't know how you feel about it, but the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord take me to green pasture. The Lord take me to valley green. The Lord take me down by the still waters. Stay in the house.
not want. It's about a personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me.
Well,
if David was author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes a retrospect back down the vista of the past. And began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? No, sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money. It wasn't military power. It wasn't chicanery. It wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel. Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath. Outside in the town of Shukah at the Valley of Elah. With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain. And the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other. And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity, or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head. Saul's own sword in his hand. Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his sling and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the Capitol. The women along the way composed a new song. Since Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul, and how Saul sought to kill him, and how he had to run and hide. And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south, and another company closing in from the north, and another one from the east, and another one from the west, and there was no escape for David. And God whispered to a spider, and told David to run in a cave, and told that spider to get busy, and web up that cave. And when the soldiers got there, God is my shepherd. I feasted to my satisfaction. He let me then lay down in a plenty. Green pasture. It's a green pasture. That's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, this thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the King. And my Father says, the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity. Nothing pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. All right, huh? And he leads me beside the still water. The still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossed it. Sheep being of a timid nature, why would leave very often without sufficient drink? Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid. I think that's what God does for us who have faith in Him. Sometimes life's billowy sea is too reckless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, he does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. And not only that, he restores my soul. Soul is pretty hard to define. Nobody can really say what soul is. I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God. And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize. One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul. And David seemed to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God. And he created in him a clean heart. And renewed a right spirit within him. And then restored his soul. I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. restored his soul. Here's his soul. No wonder then he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that Dr. Ku, the great Chinese Christian, one day was standing out on a hill overlooking a little city in China where he was born. It is said that the Japanese planes, when China was at war, flew over and bombed the home of his birth. Bombed the bank where he had his last dime. Bombed the school of his childhood. Bombed the hospital where many of his friends and many of his neighbors were. Bombed everything. And when everything had gone up in flame and smoke, he thought about he had a little testament in his pocket. He reached in his pocket and it opened at the same passage, the 23rd Psalm. And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me? But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way. Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way. At this same passage, the 23rd Psalm. And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me? But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way. Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way. And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God. But the reason why I do not lose my way always, the Lord leads me. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me by the still water. He restores my soul. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. He lead me in paths of righteousness. Oh Lord, he's holding my hand, otherwise I'd go astray. Oh Lord, I'll take the road to destruction. But the Lord is holding my hand. Oh Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight. But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death. You know, some people feel that this is when you die. But I'm not only in death shadows when I die. Sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart, the only reason why I don't give up, my God.